Blackstone Audio presents Driven by James Salas. This book is read by Richard Powers. This one is for Vicky, in appreciation and with great affection. They came for him just after 11 o'clock on a Saturday morning, two of them. It was hot, going hotter. Sunlight caught in the fine sheen of sweat on Elsa's forehead. A hint of movement in the side of his eye as they passed a short side street. And the first one was there. He spun, slamming his foot and the whole of his body weight against the outside of the man's right knee, and heard it give. By the time the man was down, that same foot hit his throat. He shuddered twice, trying to pull in air through the shattered windpipe, and was still. The second had come up behind by then, but driver was down, rolling and behind him, left arm clamped around his neck, right elbow locked over the wrist. It was all over in minutes. He understood then what had delayed the second man's attack. Elsa lay against the wall of an abandoned cafe, blood pumping from the wound beneath her breast. She had been trying to smile up at him as the light went out of her eyes. In movies, the guy who almost drowned shoots up out of the water and into sunlight like a porpoise, gulping at the air so long denied him, relief writ large on his face. When Driver first surfaced, 6, 7 years ago, it had been like that, only in reverse. Sunlight, air, and freedom. His impulse was to dive back in. He wanted the dark.